This is Ian Newton-Plested in association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with manager Carl Taylor. After Guildford City lost 4-0 to Cobham after a very disappointing first half and goals that were simple, we shouldn't be conceding those goals.
Well, definitely not. And if you want to help a team that wants to get promoted, just giving them goals, then you get what you expect. Yeah, but well, obviously we couldn't have started a lot worse. We actually had a really good chance early on with Rhys. If he scores that, maybe the afternoon's different. But after that, the first half, we just wanted to get to half time at 1.3-0, and then we gave away a clumsy penalty, and then obviously it's four. The team talk actually changes between three and four. At three, you think that you can try and close the gap in some shape or form. Four, forget it. And this is a team that don't give a lot of goals away, scored a lot of goals anyway. Definitely the strongest side we've played on the two occasions we've played them, so you know, we asked for it and we got it.
They still wanted to score more in the second half, and considering even we went down to 10 men, we did well to recover to not lose by more than four in the second half.
Yeah, I was more concerned that we didn't take chances we had. We definitely could have had one or two. I think Jacob had to make a save. Definitely had one save. I'm not sure about, you know, they had a couple of crosses. But, you know, they did want to score more goals. So, you know, normally a team sits back and, yes, of course, the game's already done. 4-0, you know, they're not going to concede too many from there. But we did create enough to get something out of it just from our own pride point of view. But second half performance, four changes at halftime, obviously, could have gone wrong. People could have said, why did you make four changes? But overall, I was happy with the second half.
Well, I mean, we've already spoken about it just now. I know the cliché, but was it the basics, or were we just naive in that first 20, 30 minutes? Or just we were outplayed, or just we got it wrong?
I don't think it was a case ever of being outplayed. I think we started quite brightly. I think we got in and around them two or three times. Devon on the left, Reese on the right, Manny down the middle. We were doing okay. Goal came from nowhere, really. You know, the cross has gone in, and a quite a, you know, reliable player for us has just switched off and just got done in 6-yard box. And, you know, that it was such an easy goal. And I think at that point, everyone was so shocked with it that they never really got out of it. And once they got the second, you know, they didn't have a lot to do. I mean, they will be as surprised as we are. So, you know, listen, this group of players have run their nuts off generally most of the season. We've hardly had any bad performances. So we'll wear the first half for what they've done over the season. They might not have always got the results they deserve, but they've generally played well game after game after game. We've had a really hard week with the Whiteleaf game and the Virginia Water game. And we've got Westfield on Wednesday. So we've got no time to look around and go, oh, why us? We've got a big game Wednesday, so let's see what happens. And we just got beaten today by Badshot Lee, so I'm sure that they're going to want to put that right Wednesday. So whatever happens, both teams have got something to put right on Wednesday night.
Thanks for your thoughts.
Thank you.